I'm Kim Sutherland from Adelaide. I'm a stonemason, have a stonemasonry company, employing about 15 guys, most of them from the UK. So we get the qualified guys that have worked on 2,000-year-old buildings, and they'll appreciate the heritage that we work on in Australia.
What are you doing here in Wilcannia?
We're doing conservation works on the post office at the moment. So far we've repositioned the keystones.
All right, now I better get you to explain what a keystone is.
Okay, the post office is made up, well, the facade has four archways, and the keystone is the centre stone of each archway, which actually locks all the stones into position, so there's no movement.
Now this building is, I believe it was built in 1880, so it's well over 100 years old. What sort of condition is it in?
Considering that it's been vacant for quite a few years, it's in remarkable condition. The building, if it's consistent with the rest of the buildings in Wilcannia, doesn't have footings because the soil is so dry, so it's just basically sitting on the ground. It's had a little bit of salt damage from disrepair of gutters and so on, but it is in pretty good condition overall.
You were saying that there has been a little bit of ground movement. How has that sort of affected the building?
It has listed slightly to the south, so it's about 15 mil off plumb, so it's not too bad. You don't notice it unless you put a spirit level on it, so it's not offensive to the eye in any way. And it's probably just caused by the ground getting saturated at some point, so the building just tends to sink a little bit.
What sort of work will you be doing over the next month?
We're going to do some replacement of the plinths around the base of the piers, plinths being just a slightly wider section of stonework. That has decayed quite significantly because of salt damage. So we'll be doing a replacement of stone there and putting poultice on other areas of stonework that have got salt problems. So the poultice will just draw out the salts, and then we'll just consolidate the stone after that. And we'll be doing some repointing using traditional lime mortar that they built the building with in the first place. There's no cement in the original construction, so we just use the same materials that was used originally.
Repointing, just explain what that is.
Okay, the mortar joints tend to fail after after 100 or so years. So we're just replacing the failed mortar in the joints.
So the mortar being this bit in the crack?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. Getting a bit of an education here.
So basically that's going to take up the most of the work. Just stone replacement. We will do indents in some of the base stones. We will cut out decayed stone and then put a matching piece in. So we'll have banker masons up here, those guys that actually carve the stone, and hopefully when we've finished, apart from the stone being a different colour for a few years, you won't be able to tell we've been here.
The actual sandstone itself, what can you tell me about that?
It is a local stone, and it was quarried somewhere between Wilcannia and Tilpa, and it is the hardest, finest grain sandstone I've ever come across.
Is that right?
It's brilliant. It really is a brilliant stone. It's just it's quite soft when it comes out green, and it's quite easy to work, but in its present state, after it's been out of the ground for such a long time, it is incredibly hard. I find it even harder than the blue stone in Adelaide. So it's amazing stone, it really is.
And you would know, because this is, what, your fourth time here in Wilcannia doing restoration work?
It is, yes. We've done conservation works on four residential buildings up to now, and now we've got work on the post office to do and the shire office to do.
Jeez, you're going to be very busy. What do you think of the town?
I actually like it. Every time I come up here, it grows on me a bit more. The history of the place is just unbelievable. I mean, it was the third largest port in New South Wales, the biggest inland port in Australia, and until Broken Hill got established, it was one of the biggest commercial areas in New South Wales. You know, I mean, there are photographs in some of the local buildings where there's a log of paddle boats actually in the Darling River here.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Wilcannia, just unloading and loading, and yeah, it's just an incredible place.
Do you want to have a quick tour inside while I've got the opportunity? Can we have a bit of a look? So we're going to go inside the old Wilcannia post office, which is having a well-deserved facelift. So we're just coming into the main part of the post office now.
The cast iron centre pole holding up the main two beams in the room is quite incredible.
Yeah.
And they'd actually used cast iron posts in a lot of the places around here.
Wow. You know?
Yeah,
wow.
There's an amazing old building over the road with, used to have quite a few cast iron posts and lattice work, but that's all gone, unfortunately. Yeah.
You were saying that next door is actually where the postmaster lived.
Yeah, the fantastic, it's two-storey residence.
Yeah.
And built for a position of fitting the postmaster of the day, because it was apparently an important position.
It must have been, because his residence, which is attached to the post office, is huge. Just going down the hallway now, all carpeted, big sort of French doors and windows.
And that would have been quite a large open fireplace at some stage, and it's been modernised back in the 70s by the look of it.
Yeah,
it's a pity, but I think that will probably be restored and turned back into what it was originally.
Mm.
Yeah,
absolutely. Let's just come out into the hallway here. There's a flight of stairs leading up.
There's the stables out the back.
And stables out the back.
Yeah. Great.
Good Lord. Let's have a look. Oh, look what that big building there.
Yeah, yeah. That's so it had housing for four horses and a loft for the hay and the chaff or whatever they fed the horses at the time, and also quarters there for the whoever was looking after the horses. So they just had a single room on the end.
How big would you call it? How big?
Probably about 20 square, so it's quite large.
So, room for some horses and a person. Let's have a look. The stone is just so beautiful to look at. The textures and the colour. So in here, is that a horse room or
no,
a person room?
That was the person room. So whoever was looking after the horses and feeding them lived in there.
Gee, he didn't have much room, did he?
No.
It's probably about the size of Andrew's office, I'd say, at work.
And the feed was stored above his living quarters.
Wow. And this is where the horses live, just next door.
Every horse had its own vent in the wall.
Oh,
so you can tell there was housing for four horses there.
Of course.
So they could always get fresh air in. It's great, isn't it?
Gee, you really get a sense of what life was like back in the day. Just dirt floor. And up above all the feed, which you can still see right through to the, I suppose, the loft of the building, I guess. And there's a door. What does the door, how does that work?
Well, there would have been a gantry above that, which is no longer there, and they would have just brought everything, all the food, all the hay in through that door.
What's a gantry?
It's pulley system.
Oh, of course. Because the door's, you know, probably 8 feet above us. I'm thinking, how does that work? Well, it'll be lovely to see once this place is all finished. Do you have any idea of a kind of timeline, roughly?
I don't. I have no idea of the full program. I know the architect's still working on the specifications for the inside, so it's still probably a little while off.
That's fine. Do you enjoy this line of work?
Absolutely love it. It's beautiful, yeah. Wouldn't want to be doing anything else.
What is it? What is it about working with stone?
It's the whole thing of putting a building back to what it was originally. Because the modern-day buildings don't hold a lot for me. I love the old buildings and just the structure of them and the fact that everything was done by hand. It was all carved by hand. And, you know, it's just, you know, guys have put blood, sweat and tears into it and it deserves to stay there.